News this week from the International Monetary Fund that there is now a record amount of debt in the world, $152 trillion. That includes debt from governments, households, and non-financial firms, and it is more than double the amount there was less than 20 years ago, before the global financial crisis. Business journalist Ali Velshi joins us from New York with more on this. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Jeremy.
And why has it increased so much?
Well, there are a lot of things. Debt increases over time because people make more money and there's inflation and there are more people in the world. But as a percentage, debt has increased a great deal. And that's because right before the 2008 financial crisis, if you remember, right before that, we were in the sort of the best credit environment in the world. Everybody was lending to everybody for everything. Consumers, businesses, and governments were piling on debt. Then the recession came. We haven't had much in the way of economic growth, which is the best way to get out of debt. So the debt is holding back economic growth, and we seem to be in a bit of a negative feedback loop. We're not able to grow ourselves out of the debt.
Is there concern about that level of debt?
Yeah, because at some point you spend so much time, money, and energy servicing your debt that you're not thinking about new investments. You're not, in some cases, able to get new investments because no one will lend to you. Right now, we still have a situation where people are lending to each other, but for very different reasons. If you remember, in 2008, banks stopped lending to each other. Governments stopped lending to each other. So you can't, you know, at some point you're a bad risk, even as a country or a world.
Another way of looking at this, and maybe this is too Pollyannish really, but is that there is a record level of trust because the people who are lending the money believe that they will be paid back, otherwise they wouldn't lend it.
That's correct. So that is the good sign. We have, to some degree, fixed our banks. You know, while there are still criticisms that they're bigger than they were during the financial crisis, generally speaking, they've got a stronger capital base. They've run these stress tests so that they know that they can handle a 20% drop in the stock market and a 20% drop at the same time in housing prices. So we're safer, generally speaking, and we trust the system and each other a little bit more. That's the upside.
Does the IMF think we should reduce this amount of global debt?
Yes. Now, remember, the IMF is a UN organization made up of 186 member states, and it's the biggest lender in the world. It was designed after the Great Depression to make sure countries don't get into that. So they want countries to look at this seriously and start to do what they can to pare back that that amount of debt, either stretch out debt, encourage people to pay debt back. They think we shouldn't wait for a crisis before we realize, oh, my goodness, we're in too much debt.
Here in this country, we heard the other day from in the debate, the vice presidential debate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence said that the national debt has nearly doubled under President Obama. Ali, is that true? And if so, why?
Yes, it is true. The gross federal debt when President Obama took office on January 20th, 2009 was $10.63 trillion. As of August 2016, it's $19.4 trillion. So it's almost exactly double. Now, there are a lot of factors. One is, again, America has more people. The economy has grown. Inflation has taken place. So some of that is accounted for there. But fundamentally, there are two things you have to think about. The economy was in a free fall on January 20th, 2009. So things had to be done. When you're
right,
stimulating an economy, you don't pull back. And some of that spending came from things that were before the president. But yeah, it has doubled.
Business journalist Ali Velshi. Ali, thanks so much.
My pleasure.